Good evening. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's Thursday evening success team call. It is Thursday, October 10th, 2019. Welcome, everybody. This is Jim Tanner dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. We have a phenomenal call lined up for you this evening. We have standing by Mr. Mark Rich's $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, Millionaire Club member, and on and on and on I could go with a great training for you. Obviously, we're coming out of Salt Lake City. We didn't have a call last Thursday evening because we were all in Salt Lake City. I saw many, many, many of you in person, and we got to hang out, which was an absolute joy. And I realize there are people listening that you're brand new this week. You weren't even in the business in time to be with us in Salt Lake City. I realize there are people that just could not be with us in Salt Lake City, and you wish you could have joined us there. I want to remind everybody as we start the call this evening that as far as getting recaps, information recap that came out in Salt Lake City, Legal Shield has a YouTube channel where they are uploading information, explanations about the bonuses and incentives. Specifically, Don Thompson spent a great deal of energy creating short segments, that explain each of the announcements and incentives. And, of course, these are all very time-sensitive. We have a lot that we could be talking about when it comes to incentives. We have a trip to Maya Riviera that's going to be phenomenal, and the contest incentive period has begun. So we want you to know how you can be a part of that. We have the Builder's Bonus Program, which will yield bonus checks of thousands of dollars for many people, tens of thousands of dollars for some people. We want you to know about that, and we don't want you to find out about it 2 weeks from now. You know, these are incentives that have started. So go to youtube.com/LegalShieldAssociateSuccess. And I'm going to say that again in a second. Many of you are probably grabbing for a piece of paper. So, again, go to LegalShieldAssociateSuccess, youtube.com, LegalShieldAssociateSuccess. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm hearing from folks that I'm breaking up, so I just took off my headset. Hopefully that's better for all of you, and I'm sure that I'll get some text. So thanks for you that were helping with that. YouTube.com/LegalShieldAssociateSuccess. And I'm going to come back at the end of the call. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Dallas International Convention. We do still have – I didn't misspeak on Monday morning – when I said we were out of $99 tickets, we actually were out of $99 tickets. But we have, of $89 tickets. But we have some more $89 tickets that have been made available. So we're going to be getting those out to everybody. And I'll talk more about that in the very near future when we come back. But at this time, I'm going to be introducing Mr. Mark Richards, who's standing by and has another appointment, but he wants to address all of you. So please have a pen and paper ready, and we'll be going to Mr. Mark Richards. So please help me welcome to the call from Cookeville, Tennessee, our Platinum World Council member, Platinum Executive Director, $700,000 ring earner, and mentor to us all, Mr. Mark Richards. Mr. Richards?
Thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. Good evening, team. It's great to have so many people on the call tonight, and I know everyone is fired up. We had a great representation from our team in Salt Lake City, and I know those guys are fired up, and then we had a recap call on Monday, and I know you've been getting information from Facebook and other sources about the exciting, unbelievable incentives that were announced in Salt Lake City. The biggest money poured out on the table than I've seen in my 25 years with Legal Shield. In just the last 5 days, I've received $11,000 in bonuses, not commissions. This is just bonus money from Legal Shield to get a huge performance club bonus check on the 7th, and got also a platinum lifestyle bonus, and then another bonus check that I earned in Salt Lake City there. So totaling over $11,000, $20,000 in bonuses in just the last 10 days. And the only reason I'm sharing that is if I can get those kind of bonuses, so can you. The exact same money I'm receiving is available to every person in the sound of my voice and on this call tonight. And, just an exciting time. $800 available for the advanced manager or the ATM incentive. I mean, that is huge. Future leaders of Legal Shield, they get a pin, and not just a little pin, a really cool-looking pin, but a $500 bonus available for a person going to manager in their first 45 days. And we're going to create here in the Success Team an ATM factory. One of the things we're going to be training on in December at our leadership training, and we'll train on that. I'm thinking we're going to do a webinar very shortly, but how to create that ATM factory, how to get people in and get them through into production and get them fast-start qualified, and then, of course, to the manager level. And we're going to really double down our efforts there, and I just want to get hundreds of people in and to that manager level over the next few months. And that'll pay out huge dividends for those senior directors and executive director bonuses that they have going for the next 90 days. Tonight, I just want to spend a little bit of time and talk about two principles that are really foundational to our business. I mean, these are the fundamentals in our business. They're what I start when I started building my team 25 years ago. This is exactly what I did to build a team of 40,000 Legal Shield associates. And the first one I want to talk about is massive exposure equals massive income. So we're going to talk about exposing people to the business. When we talk about running the bases, and I love the analogy of running the bases because everyone understands a baseball diamond. What's the first thing you do in a baseball diamond? Run to first base. First base represents exposure. So if you want to draw out a baseball diamond, first base is exposure. Second base up the top is follow-up, which is the second principle I'm going to talk about tonight. Third base is third-party validation. And the fourth base, or home plate, represents a game plan or an event. An event could be over a third-party validation as well, but I always just put game plan there. Kind of sign them up, really. Enrollment is another good one to put there. So, but the first base is exposure. And if we're going to play baseball, you got to run to first base. Same thing in our business. You've got to be in the exposure mode. So let's first of all identify and define what is an exposure, because I think people are confused about that. For example, if you go hand out two business cards in a day, you can't say you did your two exposures. I mean, you can. It's your own business. But that is not two exposures. So let me give you the definition of an exposure. An exposure is where someone has reviewed 100% of the information. They've reviewed a video. If you're going to expose someone to the membership, it's not the logo that they view, it's the information. They have to watch a 12 or 13 minute video that gives them all the information on the product. Now they're exposed to the membership. If you're going to expose someone to the opportunity, you know, the PBR DVD with Brian Crothers and Darnell Self, any 12 to 14 minute video is going to cover 100% of the information. It's going to talk about the company. It's going to talk about the products. It doesn't have to do a deep dive into the products. We'll cover that at Fast Start Training. But it has to give a product overview and, of course, the compensation, the opportunity. How do you make money? That's what an exposure is. So it's not introducing someone to that information, but an exposure is actually when someone reviews the information. So handing someone a business card is not an exposure. Sending someone to a website, you send two people a day to a website or text two people with your website link, you can count it as an exposure attempt, but no one's been exposed until they click on the link that's in that text or email or type in the link that's on the business card, any of that. That's when the exposure occurs, and only if they view the information. Even if they just go to the link, read a little bit, and then click off, some people do that. That's not really an exposure because they don't have the information. They've not been exposed to anything. Does that make sense? So exposure is critical to understand, and in the 10 core commitments is, I think it's 3 to 5 exposures a day. It's really, when you think about that, that's a lot of exposure. That's a lot of people viewing the information and being exposed on a regular basis to our business. When you look at our business, exposure is everything. Like, it's all that really matters. Let me give you a couple examples. If you want to make more money, all you got to do is expose more people. If you want to move to a higher level in the marketing plan, all you got to do is expose more people. If you want to earn a six-figure income in Legal Shield, all you have to do is expose more people. If you want to earn more bonuses, if you'd like to earn $10,000 in bonuses in a 10-day period, expose more people. Or 20,000. I got 20,000 the last 10 days. Expose more people. That's how you do it. If you want to go on more trips, we're getting ready to go to Malta in a couple weeks. I mean, all you got to do is expose more people. If you want to be Performance Club qualified every month, what do you got to do? Yeah, you got it. Expose more people. If you want to fast start qualify or have a bigger team, all you have to do is expose more people. Have you ever looked inside of a cockpit of a 747? I mean, sometimes when you're boarding the jet, you glance in there and the pilots are sitting in there and they've got just literally hundreds of different knobs and dials and switches. They go up, not just on their dashboard, but all above them, above their heads are, hundreds, literally hundreds of dials and buttons and switches. Well, and then they've got that big throttle, that they can throttle the jet engines with. In our cockpit of a Legal Shield business, the only thing that really matters is the big throttle, and that's exposures. None of the other things really matter. If you want to make more money and be more successful in this business, you've got to figure out a way to expose more people to the business. Here's the great news. There's thousands of people out there looking for this opportunity. There's hundreds of thousands of people that would, if they were exposed to this business and saw the information that we have, they would pay the $99 and join our business today. That's the great news, is there's a line of people looking for what we have. So really our job is about sorting through and exposing a lot of people and finding those that are interested. And then they'll come on board and start the training process and get started and hopefully get into production and hopefully generate some good bonuses for you and them. Let's talk about the cost of an exposure. It used to be we had these VHS tapes. Let's go back 15, 20 years. I mean, I know that's taking you way back, but we had these VHS tapes. That was the tool. And that's all we had. This was before, really websites were, most people didn't have access to that yet. And the VHS, boy, they had a VHS player, and, they were renting them at Blockbuster, and we would show up and say, here's a VHS. And then we had what's called the brick. It had a VHS tape in it and some brochures, crunched in that box. It was in a little box. And they were $8 to buy those VHS tapes. And we sent out thousands of those. We would mail two a week to our long-distance friends. So literally you had to pay $8 for the VHS tape, the brick is what it was called. And then you had to ship it, which was another $4 or $5. So it was pretty expensive to make exposures, but that's how some of my six-figure income earners in my business were recruited, by someone mailing them a VHS tape. And then as technology improved, we got these DVDs. And they were initially about $3, which was really great because you could expose so many more people. And they were easier to carry around. You could literally put a few in your pocket. And we were handing out those DVDs everywhere. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Legal Shield Opportunity DVDs have been handed out over the years. And then we had a magazine, a Success From Home magazine. We had several versions of that, maybe four or five different versions over the years. And we had one magazine with the DVD in it. That was a power exposure. I mean, they got the magazine, they could read about the company and the opportunity, and then in there was the DVD as well. And the most of these DVDs were the what I call the PBR DVD, or it's the Business Opportunity DVD by Brian Carruthers and Darnell Self. That's primarily what was in them. And then eventually they dropped the DVDs to $1. If you bought them in bulk, you could get them for $1. And just imagine how many more people we could expose, because you would only have to spend $1 for that tool, and then you could just literally flood the market. But you still had to get tangible in front of someone and hand them that DVD. Oh, of course, you could mail it as well. And then, about 5 years ago, we really shifted in the market away from the DVDs and got into the websites. And websites are phenomenal because it gives all the information, and there's multiple different websites you can send people to. For example, Ladies of Justice has a website you can send people to expose them. Young Pros has a millennial website you can send them to. And then we have several other websites that you can drive traffic to. And it's free. It's free. There's no cost to expose. You can send a million people a day to your website. And about the time we stopped doing DVDs and started using websites, our exposure rate as a company went down. It's kind of interesting. It went down instead of up, even though it was free. And you could send them in an email or a text. Just people stopped doing as many exposures. And I don't know why. I think it's probably because we don't have our websites effectively on things like our business cards, or we're not in the habit of texting out that website to people. Now, some people, you know, have increased their exposures, but as a company, our exposure in the market dropped, and our recruiting, of course, dropped. The reason I'm saying that is that's a problem, you know, because we don't want your recruiting to drop. And what happened is, it just became too easy to give out a website to people. And just handing them a website, like say you got it on a business card and you hand them a website, the chance of them getting that website in front of their computer and typing it in is almost 0%. So don't kid yourself. You hand out 1,000 business cards, it'll take 1,000 to get someone to go home, find that business card, type that web address in, and look you up and watch the information. And you can, I'm just going to dive a little deeper on this one point. You can fix that and really like increase your chance of exposure 300 times by simply getting their phone number and texting them the link to the website. Or second option is get their email address and emailing them the link to the website. That will increase the potential of someone clicking on that link 300 times. All right? So let's say if you hand them a card and it has your website on it, 1 out of 300 will go. And if you email them a link or text them the link to the website, it's like, you know, 100 out of 300. I mean, it's massively more effective. So you got to write this down. If you're going to do an exposure, you got to get their phone number so you can text them, or you got to get their email so you can email them. Or better, get both. And that's how you effectively recruit. And we talked about that in Salt Lake City. They had some great training on that. So what's easy to do is also easy not to do. So it's easy to send someone to a website. It's also easy not to do that. Also, we don't have any inventory. There's no pressure on anyone to give stuff out. We were on auto ships. I was getting 200 DVDs a month. And so I had a kind of a mental push all the time through the month. I'm like, well, I want to stockpile DVDs. I've got 200 more coming on the 15th. I got to get them out. I got to get these out. So I was always handing them out, handing them out, handing them out. Well, there's no pressure. We're not on auto for websites. So it's still an issue, and you know, we're addressing it as a company, but that's a fix to it, is just don't let it slow down. Massive exposure equals massive income. Exposure is everything. Massive exposure equals massive income. So you just have to be in the website's better because it's free. It's easy to give out, but you got to do it right and make sure that you're sending them the link so they can simply click on their phone and go to that website. Handing a brochure is not an exposure because it doesn't give 100% of the information. Okay. And remember, our job is to poke them and see if they bleed. It's not to poke them till they bleed. We're in the people attraction business, not the people attacking business. So keep that in mind. I just want to add that little note in there. Poke them, see if they bleed. That's all we're doing. And we're going to principle two, the fortunes in the follow-up. That's what we're doing. We're poking them, seeing if they bleed, seeing if they're interested, taking their temperature. But remember this, whoever exposes the most, recruit the most. Whoever recruits the most develops the most producers and leaders on their team. Whoever has the most producers and leaders on the team makes the most money. So remember, exposure is everything. Whoever exposes the most recruits the most. And that's it. If that's all you got off the call tonight, that's a great one to take home and understand that you're in full control and you can expose literally tens of thousands of people over the next few months. And I would set a massive goal for massive exposure for you and your team. Principle number two, the fortune is in the follow-up. Well, this is the key to a fruitful harvest. I just finished doing a big raised garden bed, and we worked really hard on it. Each of the beds that we put in had 48 of these rebars that we pounded down in there, and I don't think they're going to blow over. And we used big 6x6 treated posts to build them, and we did 10 of them. We've already got some stuff growing in them. But I love planting, but I also love harvesting. Okay, so I put a bunch of strawberries in there. My goal is to eat some strawberries. I put some raspberries in the box. My goal is to eat some raspberries. You know, some people, they plant, but then they let someone else harvest. We'll talk about that because they don't follow up. So in running the bases, first base is exposure, second base is follow-up. You got to follow up. You're not going to win in baseball if you miss second base. You can't just run over to third base. You got to follow up. And this is where we take their temperature and, you know, we see if they are interested. Remember this, most people are not going to be interested. Most people aren't interested. We just have to understand that. We were interested. We enrolled, and there's thousands of others that will be interested. But most people are probably not going to be interested for sure in the opportunity. Maybe more for the membership than just the opportunity. But our job is not to convince them. Remember, a person convinced beyond their will is of the same opinion still. So we're not out there convincing people. We're not in the people attacking business. We just take their temperature. Hey, you saw the information. You know, what did you like best? And are you interested? Is this something you want to move forward with? And that's all we do. Remember this. It takes multiple exposures to get someone interested. So they might not be interested now, but they might be interested later as they have additional exposure opportunities. So it's not a one-time thing. They don't just get a 15-minute video and that's it. They can never get any additional information. So we have lots of great follow-up videos and drip systems that continually expose people to the information. And definitely they become more aware. They become more aware of legal issues, and they now know there's solutions for identity theft and solutions for legal issues, and they're going to be more apt to be thinking about those things. They're more apt to think about the money and the bonuses. If you call them up and say, hey, our company just announced an $800 bonus, love to talk to you about that, and they get an $800 bill the next day, boy, they're thinking about that call that you made. So it's a process, not an event. This recruiting is a process, not just an event. Remember, when you plant a garden, don't let someone else come and harvest it, because here's the point. If you don't follow up, someone else will. I can't tell you how many times I've called someone and they've already been exposed by someone else, maybe years ago, and they never got followed up with, because most people don't do this. This is where most associates, and not just in our business, but generally speaking, most people are scared of the follow-up because it's where you can face rejection. You don't usually get a bunch of rejection on the front end of exposing people. But you definitely get rejection. People, you're going to call and they're going to say, I'm not interested in this. Well, some people don't like dealing with that. Well, to me, it doesn't matter. I know that some are going to be interested, and that's what I'm looking for. So don't let someone else harvest your exposures. But if you don't follow up, someone else will. And don't say when you're following up, let's talk about the mechanics of this. The worst follow-up is, what did you think? And that's the easiest to say, but it's not very effective. Because if they're thinking kind of negative, they might bring up something negative or something that they didn't like. So what I like to ask in my initial follow-up question is, hey, Jim, what interested you most about the opportunity or about the presentation? So I always try and swing it to a positive. What interested you most about the presentation or the video that you saw? Remember, you must master the mundane. Follow-up is very mundane. I was talking to my son, Benjamin, about this yesterday. I said, look, you got to follow up with these people. You're not following up. I was talking about it. And he's like, well, you know, he didn't say a whole lot, but I was talking about you got to master the mundane. You know, that it is mundane. It is tedious. Most people don't answer the phone. You know, you would think you'd text them three times or call them three times and they're not responding, they're not interested. That is not true. I follow up with people until they tell me, no, I'm not interested. When they email me and say I'm not interested, or they text me, or they call and say I'm not interested in that, then I leave them alone. But I'm going to continue them in my prospecting funnel until they tell me no. So, again, reviewing these two principles, exposure is everything. It's the foundation of our business, and if you want to make more money and have a bigger team and be more successful, all you got to do is put your hand on that exposure throttle and push it, and you are in control of that. And what's phenomenal is there's more money in bonuses and commissions on the table right now at LegalShield than ever before, and it's the cheapest way to expose people than ever before. So that's the best of both worlds. More money to do it, more incentives and drivers to do it, and it's free to do it. Literally, you can send 1,000 people a day to your websites and it costs you zero. Isn't that cool? I mean, that is exciting. So exposure is everything. Set a goal of how many people you're going to expose a day and a week, and just get out there and really turn that up. Number two, the fortune is in the follow-up. Don't let someone else harvest your exposures. I mean, follow up, master the mundane, do the follow-up, take their temperature, see if they're interested, move forward, plug them into the system. I challenge you to make October your biggest exposure month ever. I've been on the phone today, making the calls, doing the exposures. I mean, I am committed to be a double-digit recruiter this next 3 months, October, November, and December. I am laser focused. I'm recruiting new people in the business. I love new people. They are so excited and so fired up. There's never been better bonuses on the table right now than are there right now. $800 for just getting someone in and getting them to the manager level. Huge money for the senior directors and above. So go out and make that happen. You're in control of that. If you say, well, I'm not going to make it to senior director, I'm only a senior associate, then you're not. You have sealed that up. I mean, you're not going to. Because whatever you believe, you're going to conceive, and it's going to happen. And if you believe that you're not, you're not. And if you believe you will, you probably will. And we're here to support and help you make that a reality. We're going to have more senior directors break this month than ever before. I mean, the company's put a pot of gold on the table for every person at senior director and above. I hope you're fully laser-focused on making that happen. It's only $700 in premium. It's really not that much. Let's go make that happen. Let's go get it done. And I'm excited about it. I hope to hear some of your success stories here in the near future about exposing people and following up and how that really is the foundation and the fundamentals of our business. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much. And yeah, I have nothing to add to that training. What I love about it is it's exactly what I heard 15 years ago. It is what worked then. It's what works now. Yes, technology changes. Yes, our ability to deliver communications changes. But the fundamentals of our business have remained the fundamentals, and that is exposure, follow-up, and working with the willing. I'm going to wrap up the call by saying this. As I started at the top of the call, I know I was breaking up a little bit. Dallas International Convention tickets are available for us right now. Mr. Riches was able to secure a handful of additional tickets at the $89 price point. So to get those tickets, and again, when they're gone, they're gone, but to get those tickets, log into your Success Team website, click on the calendar icon, and scroll down to the Dallas International Convention, and then you'll see a registration button. Once those are gone, you can still get tickets for $99, so only $10 more. That's the regular price that LegalShield has available, $99. And that's going to go up next week. It's going to go up to $129. So you can get them for $99 at connect.legalshield.com/convention. The other website I gave you was youtube.com/LegalShieldAssociateSuccess. I will post that in our Facebook group so that you can easily link over to that and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And the last thing I want to do is remind everybody, as I talked about on Monday morning and I talked about last week on a Facebook Live, I'm going to be doing a live Zoom webinar training next week on how to build from one big event into the next, how to build into the Dallas International Convention. I'm going to be joined by other six-figure ring earners, and we're going to be talking about exactly how you build into a big event and how that works. All you have to do to participate, there's no cost to participate in the webinar, but I'm only inviting people that are registered for Dallas because I want to talk to the people that are committed about Dallas for themselves. I want to talk to that group of people about how to get their team into the Dallas International Convention, even if you haven't yet recruited that team. We're going to talk about that as well. So thank you to Mr. Mark Richards for joining us on the call. Thank you, everyone, for joining us live on the call as well. And we hope you have a phenomenal week. Remember to go to your Recap Super Saturday event this weekend, and we'll join you right back here on Monday morning for our B2B support call as well. Thank you, and good night.